Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals. Save big money
at Menards. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to a Weeby Geeks Network podcast.
Greetings, folks, and welcome to tonight's event here at the Neverland Wrestling Federation.
Don't blame us. You downloaded it.
I'm Monkey Typhoon.
And I'm sorry I showed up tonight.
We've got a great match for you in tonight's main event, where Mickey Mouse will square off against Donald Duck and Goofy.
An idiot, a lightweight, and a great fighting waterfowl.
It's going to be a slobber knocker, so take your pixie out of your pocket.
Wait, you shoved a fairy in your pants?
Spanning the Disney and geek universe to bring you the best in comics, toys, movies, and entertainment. This is news from around Neverland.
Every summer, Marvel Comics usually has a big event that spans the entire Marvel universe.
And usually alters the Marvel universe in ways that are not always good. They drive some Marvel fans away, even if the issues are big sellers. It makes money whether or not some fans will walk away unhappy.
Marvel also likes to create a tie-in to any new movie that comes out of the cinematic universe.
It's a good strategy, since lately the MCU has been better than the comics.
Marvel Comics are still going strong with Disney Kingdoms and the ever-expanding Star Wars comics.
How many limited series can they come up with? I can't keep up! Poe Dameron's getting one soon.
Lego has announced a new line of Disney minifigs and sets, and they are adorable.
Yeah, but once you see the price tag that Lego usually puts on their sets, you won't think they're so cute.
Must you be so negative?
Someone has to tell the truth while you're kissing up to the boss.
Lego Disney minifigs go on sale May 1st, and the Disney Princess Lego toys are already available in stores.
Mama, now the gator got in the house.
Now the gator? Give me that shovel. Come here.
Get him, Mom. Get that gator.
The Neverland Trailer Park.
Where am I?
Let's see. Excitable, prone to fantasy.
Textbook case of female hysteria.
We'll have her fixed in no time.
Stop her!
Gone too long, Alice.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small.
Friends cannot be neglected. Hurry.
And you know you're going to call Alice.
What's the matter?
The Hatter's the matter.
Hatter is my truest friend. If he's in need, I will help him.
It will be a race against time.
He is not someone you want as your enemy.
Time is a he.
Underland. Your time is up.
This stuck us all at 1 minute to tea time.
Tea time forever!
Hello, Alice.
Go ask Alice!
Hat is counting on you.
Oh no.
We all are.
Wait! Oh, Alice,
you always were an irksome, slurvish, interrupting thing. Hold on, everyone.
I got one. Hold on.
No, not again!
Sorry!
Ladies and gentlemen, with me right now is Macho Pan.
Ooh, yeah! Snap into some pixie dust!
It looks like Tim Burton is out as director, but his influence is still felt as producer.
Ooh, I looked at this trailer, and it was all wham, bam, action, 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 dig it!
Oh, you weren't a fan of the first live-action Alice film. What have you got to say about when you meet this one in the ring? Cinemas?
Ooh, and Macho Pan, he looked at this trailer, and he started to wonder just why they didn't send it to Pixar. There's so much CGI in there, I almost wondered if the actors were really there. And then it looks like the same setup as the first film. Alice has been gone too long, and the Mad Hatter is in trouble. Dig it!
Oh yeah, I do dig it. But this time, they have Sacha Baron Cohen.
Ooh, a man good at accents. Macho Pan knows it, yeah. But I'd still rather watch the Disney animated classic. Even the lovely Miss Windy Nerd doesn't recognize anything from the books and has some doubts.
And there you have it, folks. Now, back over to you, Green Bean.
We will never survive. I have done all I can to protect my family. Today, I buried my wife. Now I fear for my child.
For me.
Like a damsel.
He's Tarzan. You're Jane. He'll come for you.
There's 1,000 men down there. 20,000 more on the way.
We don't stand a chance.
A normal man can do the impossible to save the woman he loves. My husband is no normal man.
I'm standing here with the Kryptonian. Lots of talk, Kryptonian. And about an upcoming movie from Tarzan.
Well, let me tell you something, brother. Tarzan has had so many movies made about him, dude. And I have yet to see one that follows the books, brother.
Well, what do you mean?
Tarzan of the Apes was a grim and bloody story about survival. We have a boy that grows up more like an animal than a man, brother. They turned his frightening victory cry into almost a musical yodel. And Disney got it all wrong, too, brother. Clayton is a rival for Jane's affections, but not an enemy of Tarzan, brother. He's not a villain.
So what do you expect from this movie?
Well, man, these trailers, they haven't really given us anything about the story, man. They've just teased us about showing us what we already know about this character, brother. I don't know what to expect, but I'll tell you something, dude. If you want to survive in the jungle, brother, you gotta keep up with the training, the vitamins, and the prayers, brother. Cause what you gonna do when Tarzan runs wild in theaters on July the 1st this year, 2016, dude?
The always energetic Kryptonian, ladies and gentlemen. Now, back to ringside.
Thank you, Green Bean.
That Kryptonian should meet a guy in a bat costume and see how much his vitamins matter.
Now we bring to you a great event as Mickey Mouse, Goofy, and Donald Duck will battle to see who the best among them really is.
I have to go with Donald. He's the only one with that fighting spirit.
Fighting spirit? Have you ever seen him win a fight?
Hey, Donald punches ghosts.
The competitors are in the ring. Here's the bell.
The fight was on!
Here comes Donald. Punch that stupid mouse in his oversized nose.
Mickey's quick on his feet. And what's Goofy doing? He's leaning on the ropes, trying to slingshot himself.
That idiot! He's tangled himself up in the ropes.
He seems unfazed. Meanwhile, Mickey is dancing around Donald, laughing.
Stand and fight, you coward! What are you, a man or a mouse?
Look! Mickey is launching a counterattack.
Fight! Left! Left! Fight! Get it again! Let him have it!
Get that cheese!
Oh, I guess he really is a mouse.
Goofy has freed himself from the ropes and is now climbing the turnbuckle.
You, Claude! You jumped out of the ring into the announce table! Get back in the ring, you dog... man... dang!
Donald has landed a punch on Mickey and is now gloating about how he got him. Mickey seems unfazed. What courage!
The little rodent might be a little hero to a lot of people, but I still don't think he's funny. Get him, Donald!
What's this? Goofy's returned to the ring!
He's tripping over his own feet!
With great comic timing, he's fallen right into Donald and Mickey!
Right on top of me!
He's got them pinned!
One, two, three! Goofy wins!
Goofy is a true sportsman. I learned everything I know about skiing from him.
This is your Neverland story time. You can listen along with your MP3 device. You will know it is time to listen when you hear the chime like this. Let's begin now.
This is a Disneyland original little long-playing record, and I am your story reader.
I am going to begin now to read the story of Mickey Mouse, Brave Little Tailor. You can read along with me in your book. You will know it is time to turn the page when Tinkerbell rings her little bells like this. Let's begin now.
Long ago, a small kingdom was being laid waste by a giant. The king was eager to capture the giant. He offered a large reward to anyone able to do it. The king's people hoped the giant would be captured. Their homes and fields would then be safe again. They thought about it a great deal. Mickey Mouse, the village tailor, did not think much about the giant. He had his mind on flies. They buzzed round and round his nose and crawled over his work table. They even sat on his needle. It was hard to get any work done. One day there were more flies than usual. Mickey picked up two swatters and banged them together. Seven flies landed on the floor, seven at one blow. Mickey opened a window. He was very proud of himself.
I got seven at one blow, he said to a villager who was passing.
Seven, thought the villager to himself. He was not thinking of seven flies. He went to the palace and told the king that Mickey had fought seven giants at the same time. The king and his daughter, Princess Minnie, wanted to learn more about such a hero. They sent for the tailor at once. I had expected someone bigger, said the king when Mickey arrived. You must be very brave indeed. Were there really seven giants?
Giants, said Mickey.
He could not believe his ears.
The king told Mickey that if he could capture just the one giant that was trampling everyone's houses and fields, he would earn a large reward and the hand of Princess Minnie. Mickey left the palace to think it over. He liked the princess very much. But how did one capture a giant? And where was he? While he sat thinking, Mickey was almost stepped on by a big foot, a giant's foot. He jumped out of the way and began running. He ran very fast, but the footsteps still followed. Mickey saw a cart full of pumpkins. He climbed inside it to hide. Alas, the giant was hungry. He picked up a large handful of pumpkins to eat them. Mickey was in the handful. The first thing Mickey knew, he was standing in the middle of the giant's huge palm.
I'm not afraid, he said bravely.
Of course he really was. He was so afraid that he slipped inside the giant's sleeve where he thought he might be safe. The giant reached in after him. Mickey had to use his scissors to snip his way out of the sleeve. Then a fine idea came to him. He took his needle and sewed the giant's sleeves together. He sewed as fast as he could. Soon the giant could not move his arms. Mickey wrapped the heavy thread round and round and round the giant's body. Now the giant was unable to move at all. With a great crash, he fell down. The earth trembled and the trees shook. The giant was quite still. He had knocked himself out. Mickey returned to the palace with the good news. The king decided to hold a big carnival to celebrate. The giant supplied wind power to run the merry-go-round. The king's people were happy. Mickey, with his reward, was happy too. Everyone had a fine time riding on the merry-go-round.
I'm a happy mouse, and I ought to be, 'cause you let me in your house and watch me on TV.
We're all happy kids when you're in our house. We have fun and lots of laughs because you're Mickey Mouse. Bring your friends, come right in. Here comes Donald Duck. We like you and Goofy too. Boy, are we in luck.
I'm a happy mouse, and I ought to be, 'cause you let us in your house and watch us on TV.
We're all happy kids when you're in our house. We have fun and lots of laughs because you're Mickey Mouse. Come right in, here comes Donald Duck. We like you and Goofy too, boy, are we in luck.
I'm a happy mouse, and I ought to be, 'cause you let us in your house and watch us on TV.
We're all happy kids when you're in our house. We have fun and lots of laughs because you're Mickey Mouse.
M-I-C-K-E-Y, M-O-U-S-E.
hey there, hi there, ho there, you're as welcome as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Forever let us hold our banner high.
High, high, high.
Come along and sing a song and join the jamboree.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Here we go, a marching and a shouting merrily.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
We play fair and we work hard and we're in harmony.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Mickey Mouse.
Forever let us hold our banner high.
High, high, high.
Boys and girls from far and near, you're welcome as can be.
M-I-C-K-E-Y-M-O-U-S-E. Mickey Mouse!
He-Man and the Masters of the Universe will be back right after these messages.
C-3PO.
Loki.
Mace Windu.
Dr. Bruce Banner.
Captain Rex.
Venom.
Princess Leia.
Jean Grey.
Darth Maul.
Nick Fury.
Grand Moff Tarkin.
Captain America.
Lando Calrissian.
Cyclops.
What do all these characters have in common?
Well, two of them were played by Samuel L. Jackson.
A couple of them were played by Hammer Films veterans Peter Cushing and Christopher Lee.
Come on, guys. You know this.
Well, of course we do, Jessica. Just like Mickey Mouse and Captain Jack Sparrow, they're all now Disney characters. Hello, I'm Tracy of the Disney Indiana podcast, and my co-host Scott and I enjoy talking about all aspects of the House of Mouse, and that includes their newest properties, Marvel and LucasArts.
We also talk about Disney resorts, the cruise line, theme parks, and whatever else Mickey has to offer.
Which includes movies, Imagineering, video games, and collectibles. You'll never know what we'll decide to talk about.
So check us out at www.disneyindiana.com or do a search for the Disney Indiana podcast on iTunes, because now we've got a lot more to talk about.
And don't forget about those other quote-unquote Disney characters like, well, Sully.
Fozzie Bear.
Buzz Lightyear.
Link Hogthrob.
Doug.
Janice.
Merida.
Pepe.
Bruce.
Ralph the Dog.
Wally.
Dr.
The Disney
Bunsen
Indiana
Honeydew.
Podcast. Syndrome. Even after 5 years, we are still miles away from the nearest Main Street, USA. We are not listed on the map, but you can join us at www.disneyindiana.com.
What happens when you take two recognizable characters, one male...
Greetings and salutations, fellow Earthlings. I'm Will Ryan, and I play Eugene Meltzner.
And one female...
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Lee, and I play Connie Kendall in Adventures in Odyssey.
Add a little sarcasm.
Because I've got better things to do with my time than to write a foreword for two people who can't even decide whose name should be listed first.
Some educational information...
A sesquipedalian is a person habituated to the employment of verbiage of notable heft.
A dash of mutual respect...
I was going to read the cover.
No, I'll read the cover.
Well, what? I can do it.
We want it to be good, though, right?
No, Excuse me?
Did you sneeze? I'll read the cover now.
What? It's my studio.
And combine these ingredients into a mission.
I intend to correct a commonly held, long-standing misapprehension on the part of the listenership of Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, you want to straighten something out.
Indeed.
What do you have? Adventures in Oddity.
By Will Ryan and Katie Lee.
Katie Lee and Will Ryan.
Now back to He-Man and the Masters of the Universe.
Let's take a ride at a Disney park. Let's take a ride right now. Boop, boop.
You have only to check your seat straps. Buckle up tightly now.
Up in the air. Alright, front row, pull the yellow straps. Can you buckle that one for me? Alright, thank you.
Hello!
assisted with strollers. But please, stay seated until your transport comes to a complete stop.
To Disney and beyond.
Hi, Mouseketeers.
Hi, Mickey.
Let's mouse-ercise.
Let's do the backstroke. Back and around, back and around. like pulling ourselves with a rope.
Right! Pull, pull, pull! You're doing swell!
Whoa there! Now lay on your back and kick each leg up in the air. Kick right, kick left. Kick right, kick left.
Crazy spider with a gleam in his eye. What's he he doing? Dancing with a sweet little fly. He's dancing, prancing, and he's doing that bugaboo. Come on, little ladybug, it's our turn to dance. Let's go bugaboo and get that army of ants. Dancing, prancing, and doing that bugaboo. Well, let's do the bugaboo. Come on, shake a leg or two. From the big grasshopper to the tiny teeny bopper, you know what they love to do.
Nobody can swing like me, but follow my directions, and in a little while, if you hunch down low and let yourself go, you'll learn my jungle style. Hang your arms loose, just like an ape. Now swing your caboose, you're getting in shape. And slide. I stretch out on my stomach and slither on my side. I'm supple, sleek, and slender, sensational to see. So just get wise and slenderize, and soon you'll slink like me. Now slither down on your stomach and stretch. That's simply super.
Pachyderms is under my command. We drill from dawn till sunset. We never want to quit. And that is why my troops and I keep vigorous and fit. Now march. 2, 3, 4, keep it up. 2, 3, 4, very good. 2, 3, 4 for our small elephant, of course. Beyond compare, the greatest bear the jungle ever knew. I'm laid back, loose, and limber, but I'm ready come what may. Cause to fight the flab, I punch and jab and shatterbox all day. Now, put 'em up. Okay, give me a left. Now, give me a right. Yeah. Now, give me an uppercut. Wow! That was a Lollapalooza. You're one swell bear.
Zibbidi-ba-oom-da-ba. Ribbidi-ba-do-ba-do.
Take me home, Daddy.
They got one thought on their mind, and it haunts them all the time. No matter how they try, they always fail. But it's just as well, 'cause Uncle Scrooge is a careful man. He's always one step ahead of their plan. But they keep running, crawling, slipping and falling, trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money. Running, crawling, slipping and falling, always trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money.
Get the money, we gotta get the money. Get the money, Uncle Scrooge's money. Get the money, we gotta get the money. Get the money, Uncle Scrooge's money.
Sometimes he hides it so well, he has to stop and think. But the Beagle Boys know for sure it's not in the bank. So they keep running, crawling, slipping and falling, always trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money. Running, crawling, slipping and falling, always trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money.
Get the money, we gotta get the money. Shh, get the money, Uncle Scrooge's money.
There's not a day that goes by that they don't try some new master plan, even though they fail again and again. But with dollar signs still in their eyes, they give it another try. And they keep running and falling, always trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money. Running, crawling, slipping, falling, always trying to get Uncle Scrooge's money.
Get the money, we gotta get the money. Get the money, Uncle Scrooge's money. Shh. Get the money, we gotta get the money. Get the money, Uncle Scrooge's money. Shh. Get the money.
Pop, what's the police?
Get out of here.
I told you to be quiet.
Thank you.
Swap my frog and jump in time.
Swap my frog and jump in time.
Now reload and let her go.
Swap my frog and jump in time.
Fly, fly. this overweight bear. They got little bitty tiny feet that take them everywhere. Now I've never seen them dance, and I've never heard them sing, but I believe if they wanted to, they could do most anything. They bounce around like rubber balls, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And when the white rabbit comes around, they really have some fun. Oh, Tweedledee and Tweedledum. Like that, work hard to stay that way. They dash and whip and run around, but the fat won't go away. A happier pair of people this world has never seen. And if you could live in Wonderland, you'd know just what I mean.
Yeah. Yes, folks, I know Neverlanders, it wasn't quite April Fool's Day anymore. We're, a little bit late, but we had to do an April Fool's show, and we hope you liked it. It was a lot of fun putting this together, a whole lot of work, and a big shout-out and thank you goes to Behind the Magic. Thank you to Rachel and Zeke from Behind the Magic for coming and helping me out on this. And Zeke, how can they find you?
Well, they can find me at Behind the Magic. You guys can find us at Twitter at @BTMPodcast_, or at our site, btmpodcast.com.
But you guys have a 15-minute show every day. Well, every week.
Every day, except Fridays now. Now we do live Fridays. We've done some recording sessions on Fridays, and now we're doing gaming. So we're going to just game with people and have fun on Fridays.
Oh, really? What are you guys playing?
We've been on the MC Magic server a couple of times for Minecraft. We're thinking about playing like Town of Salem and just some other games. Any games anybody can hop on and play with us. And if you're a gamer, I would like to formally invite you to. I know at one point we want to do some of these old Marvel arcade games.
Oh, yeah.
So we're just figuring out the logistics of the best, least laggy different ways to play online together.
Awesome. So you're mainly playing on the PC?
Oh, yeah. All on PC.
Okay. Well, I didn't know about this. I'm going to have to jump in now. This will be awesome.
So, yeah, you should come on one week. And do you ever go on MC Magic?
No, but I'll start. Rachel actually did point me over to something that Blizzard has made that's for free as well. I'm going to be checking that out as well. And if I can remember the name off the top of my head.
Hearthstone or Heroes of the Storm are the two free ones normally.
Yeah, Heroes of the Storm. So, hey, everybody go download Heroes of the Storm real quick, and then we'll try to put some effort into finding each other and find how to play. Well, heck, you guys got a
we'll
Facebook
play a MOBA together. Page.
Is there a group or something they can find you on Facebook so they know when y'all are playing and how to find you?
Just look for Behind the Magic.
Well, there you go. All right, well, thanks for helping me out. This was great.
It was a lot of fun.
Thank you for listening to the Neverland Podcast.
We invite you back next week for more fun and adventure.
Until then, remember to keep a pixie in your pocket.
It's that young at heart, positive attitude that you can share with others.
And remember to visit our website at neverlandpodcast.com.
There you can find links to our news page, our shop,
our contact page, where you can easily send an email to podcast@neverlandpodcast.com.
You can also find our Neverlanders page, where you can find out how to become an official Lost Boy or Pixie, because girls are too clever to get lost.
Become a real Neverlander.
Please feel free to leave us a voicemail at 816-226-6492.
And be sure to follow us on Twitter at NeverlandPCast.
And like our Neverland Podcast fan page on Facebook.
We also have a group on Facebook for you to join.
We also appreciate your support to keep the Neverland Podcast up and running.
Visit patreon.com/neverlandpodcast to donate to keeping the pixie dust alive.
Copyright content featured on the Neverland Podcast is copyright of their respective creators and used under fair use license.
All original content is copyright of Blue Band Productions, and a very special thanks to Yeehaw Bob Jackson at yeehawbob.com for our new ending music.
God bless!
Yeah! Hello, everybody, this is Yeehaw Bob Jackson. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, we love you. Neverland Podcast, it's true. Neverland Podcast, we love you.
Yay!
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.